Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we are studying from the article Right Wholeness and Truth by Rabash. You can find the article in the study material in the Ravut system. It's from the third volume of Rabash, article 48, Right Wholeness and Truth.
Yes, so let's read it.
Yamin Shlemut Ve'emet.
Right Wholeness and Truth. If a person believes in the greatness and importance of the Creator, and believes that the Creator enjoys His observing His commandments because He's serving Him, this applies when a person feels that compared to the Creator, he is like a little one compared to the greatest in the generation. Because there is a law in nature that the small annuls before the great. Then even the smallest service he does for the Creator, believing that everything comes from the Creator, that everything is under providence, he is therefore happy and content with even the shortest moment that he has the opportunity to serve the King. And this is called Right Wholeness and Truth.
We'll
read it again, Article 48 by Rabash, Right Wholeness and Truth. If a person believes in the greatness and importance of the Creator, and believes that the Creator enjoys His observing His commandments because He is serving Him, and this applies when a person feels that the Creator, that compared to the Creator, he is like a little one compared to the greatest in the generation. Because there is a law in nature that the small annuls before the great. Even the smallest service he does for the Creator, believing that everything comes from the Creator, that everything is under providence, he is therefore happy and content with even the shortest moment that he has the opportunity to serve the King. This is called Right Wholeness and Truth.
What does he want to tell us? That if a person feels that he is small relative to the Creator, that the Creator determines everything, and everything depends on the Creator, and a person feels in that even the slightest connection with the Creator, but he's already happy in that even sometimes with meager forces, but nevertheless he is connected to the Creator, out of that he already has right wholeness and truth. Meaning everything depends on how great the Creator is in one's eyes and how much he values the connection, even the small connection that he has with the Creator, and sees it as an important connection. From that, one has wholeness.
Florida.
Rav, it says that in the text that the Creator is happy with a person when he observes his commandments. What are his commandments? Is that for the individual and the group and the world? What are the commandments?
Love your friend as yourself, and following that, love the Lord your God. These are the commandments that we have to observe. Mitzvah, commandment, means tzivui, a command, a directive. The Creator created the system, which is the connection between the Creator and man. The system has to reach its corrections. And in the corrections, all the people in the world need to reach a state where they feel the Creator. They are adhered to the Creator. They know Him. In everything that is revealed in them, in all the vessels that are revealed in them, in all of their desires and thoughts, what we call in the heart and in the mind. This is what we have to reach. And we can reach that only on the condition that we connect between us. To the extent that we connect between us, it is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. This is how we keep this mitzvah, this directive, to bring the whole of creation to unity, to a single system.
Thank you, Rabbi.
That is all.
PT9.
What kind of service in each state, even the lowest state, always can you give to the Creator?
No one can do anything for the Creator directly because He has no lack. The Creator has no lack. So what can we do? He wants His created beings to enjoy from Him, that they will connect with Him, that they will receive from Him everything that He has. And therefore the created beings that wish to give contentment to the Creator, they have to be connected amongst themselves with the intention that they are doing it not in order for it to be good for them, because in that it cannot truly fill them, but rather that they want to do good to Him, because by this their vessels will be unlimited. And through that, they can give Him contentment. That is, if we will create such connections between us that they will be only for the sake of others, then our vessels, our desires, will be entirely unlimited. And we will be able to be filled by the Creator in all the greatest fulfillments. And by this, we will give Him contentment. That is all. PT 31.
How do I check that I truly serve the King and not my will to receive?
By being in a 10, and in working in the 10, you see how difficult it is to come closer to the friends, how much you have between you all kinds of conflicts, a feeling of distance, the revelation of all kinds of egoistic calculations between one and the other, until you will want to kill one another, to reach the highest degrees of hatred, which does not exist in humanity ordinarily, but in those who are working in order to come closer internally between them, then spiritual forces, true great forces, become revealed, and they feel such rejection that they cannot skip over it. They cannot compliment it in any way. And then they feel that only the Creator can help them. And then they need the Creator. This is why it is written, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. To the love of the Creator. Because when we work on the connection between us in the group, we discover how much we're not capable of it. that there are always all kinds of disturbances and more and more and more internal disturbances and deeper ones. And if we don't run away, but rather we remind each other that we are nevertheless obligated to be connected, even though it doesn't even seem to us that it is possible and we have no deficiency for it. However, if we do remind each other and we work on this deficiency, that we will have it, then bit by bit we come to a state where we're not capable of it. I'm better off dead. We can't. That, well, I can't let him kill me, but I can't do it. Close to the friend so much, earlier I thought that I can do it, just like ordinary people or children. But when we reach the spiritual discernments, which awaken in us bit by bit, then we realize that it is impossible. I feel myself even farther away, even more isolated from the friends. Once we could sit together and embrace and sing and eat together and everything, and later these simple things, it becomes harder and harder to do them. And even though we understand that this is happening to us, that it is happening to us as we continue on the path. We read about it in history, how the great sages, the Kabbalists, who attained godliness, they'd be sitting in Jerusalem, in the academy, studying the laws of connection there. We see the materials that they wrote for us. Eventually, how much sometimes the hatred would overcome them and they would erupt with wars and such conflicts that you can't believe it. This is happening in a nation which was founded entirely for the purpose of love of others. Meaning, this is how it is, that the more we will advance, we will feel, each one will feel himself as being inside of his vessel, unable to connect with others, and he doesn't care about the others, and he simply doesn't feel. He feels himself isolated from the others. So what to do then? But we have to discover that and not to hide it and not just to talk about it, that we are in love and in connection, how beautiful it is to be together. We need to discover these things in truth, how difficult it is for us to be even in the same inclination towards each other that we had before, that we were capable of connecting, and how today it's all more formal, more cold. Even though I understand in my head that there has to be connection, but in my heart I cannot keep it. And then we reach the understanding of who we are and where we are, and also where does it come from and who is giving us these states. So what are we going to do? We advance. Love covers all crimes. The crimes are that we don't want to be connected between us, but we once agreed, we determined that this is how it needs to be, according to what the Kabbalists wrote to us, that this is what you have to do. And therefore, we nevertheless have to see these things with wide open eyes, that love covers all crimes. The Creator reveals the crimes. He shattered our vessel, and this is why we feel ourselves that each one is on his own, and each one wants to distance himself, and the more our desire grows through the upper light that grows, that shines more, then we feel ourselves, each one is more independent, farther away from the others. The more he has a greater mind, a greater emotion, a greater understanding, he feels himself that he's far away. It's very simple, and he cannot do anything with himself. That is true. We're far away, and we cannot do anything with ourselves. But along with that, with the fact that we have such a state, this actually pushes us towards the importance of connection, how exalted it is and far away on the one hand, and on the other hand, we must connect, because only through that we will reach the Creator, we will discover Him between us. And therefore, this is our goal. So we are walking on two legs. Left, right, distancing, nearing, advancing, and also through rejection and connection, and this is how we advance. And then we learn between us what is the wisdom of Kabbalah, the science of Kabbalah truly. Why is this a wisdom, a science? Because it is a great problem to connect if we all exist within our ego, which becomes revealed in us more and more. And we need to check how much our nature is entirely egoistic. And this is what the Creator says, I created an evil inclination. And those people out of the whole of humanity who have in them a great, high evil inclination, not in the human society, those people who want to manage people to be the prime minister or to be brutal or steal money from everyone, but rather a will to receive that has a higher quality than one who is greater than his friend. His inclination is greater. Those people specifically come to us, to the study. And the Creator wants to bring them specifically closer to Him, those with the great ego. This is why it is difficult for them to connect, and the more they study, even though they don't feel an inclination towards connection, they nevertheless come to the study, and they keep going because they have no choice. They feel that this is the method that eventually explains to us about the future of humanity. And this is how we will advance. There are many questions in that. This is our whole life. But this is how we will advance. So, this is why the most important for us is to keep going. That's it. Shut your mouth. This is what the sages say. Shut your mouth and keep going. It is written, shut up, this is what comes up in the thought. This is what the Creator says. In this way, I do know that I will bring you to the end of correction for eternity. And otherwise, it is impossible to be similar to me, that you will reach a state where you will be similar to me, meaning eternal and whole. But only in such a way that these two forces will exist in you. The force of the ego, a great will to receive, and also a great connection above it. This is why we all need to be ready to be composed of these two opposing forces and to advance with these two forces. And this is why our path is not simple, because each time new desires are revealed, then in each new desire, this study of left and right, a great ego, and then connection above it, it's always new. And what we had today won't be suitable for tomorrow. And what I did yesterday is not suitable today. Meaning we cannot advance as people with experience. Our experience regarding yesterday is not suitable today. And this is why each time, every moment, we're confused. How can we overcome, and what to do with the will to receive that is renewed and grows stronger? Well, this is the work. I hear about these things each and every day, and I'm used to them already. Well, nevertheless, I've been in this profession for 40 years. Well, what can we do? Okay.
Is the feeling of depending on the Creator, dependency on the Creator, means that I serve Him?
You serve the Creator only on the condition that you connect with the friends upon the rejection. Because He created the evil inclination. And He gave it to us, He placed it in us, so that above this evil inclination, we will connect. And in that way, we will get to know what is the good inclination. Where does the good inclination come from? When we try to overcome the rejections, the gaps between us, we understand that we're not capable of it. We feel that we cannot come closer to each other. And then we ask of the Creator. And the Creator does it. He who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. That's it. This is how we talk about the revelation of the Creator in the created being. This is how the Creator dresses in us, and He reveals to us His forces, the force of connection upon the force of disconnection. This is why each time He creates disconnections between us, so that we will demand from Him connections. Okay.
How important it is to speak of the disconnections? How important it is to touch it?
Because by this we discover I created the evil inclination, that it comes from the Creator. And this is our work, to look at the evil inclination from the side. This is not me, but rather it is the Creator who is revealing desires in us, as He created for us the evil inclination. Now He will reveal in us the good inclination, and we will be operating with both of these desires, because we as created beings cannot live only in the bad or only in the good. We cannot. And this is why He reveals it in us, these two desires.
Teacher Free.
Но не только в этой статье он пишет, что существует закон природы, меньше отменяется.
And not only in this article, he writes that there's a law of nature, the little one allows before the great one. Why is there such a status, such a status as a law of nature?
You're talking in relation to what? That the small allows before the great? This is truly within nature, because a great desire rules over the small desire. This is how the development of the desires works. There is nothing in our nature besides desire, and when desire grows, it swallows the smaller desire, meaning its earlier form, and it develops through it.
Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Рав. А можно сказать, что Творец показывает...
Thank you, Rav. Can we say that the Creator is showing us how we grow distant between each other, and on the other hand, if we don't come to closeness between us, He will show how empty we are and impure.
Of course, both this and that come from the Creator, and all of the thoughts and desires and intentions, it all comes from Him, but we need to attribute everything to Him. That the person only feels whatever he's going through him, he attributes it to the Creator. Also the fact that it passes through him, and whatever is passing through him, attribute everything to the Creator. And then in this way, if he's constantly checking himself, then he attaches himself through all of his thoughts and all of his desires to the Creator, and by this he reaches constant adhesion.
Good
morning, dear Rav. That's a wonderful feeling when I have the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, but together with that, there's a trembling relative to the next moment and next degree. How to balance yourself here?
It's attention. It's only about attention. More and more and more, you should want to hear what the Kabbalists pass on to you through the teacher, through the texts. This is how it is. It will come.
Kiev 1.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, здесь вот по статье написано, что
Hello, Rav.
Должен верить.
According to the article, it says that a person has to believe the greatness of the Creator, believe that he is doing it, everything comes from him. How should we simultaneously make actions in the ten and believe that we are giving him pleasure?
We can do everything, or all of us do it at once. Each one listens, and according to his individual states, he tries to implement it. That's it. But it's not that, well, all of us together, we can't do it. But if each and every one of us is in all kinds of different states, and out of these states he understands that the most important is to reach the internal connection, only internal connection in the ten. As much as it may seem to us that this is not so important, this is the most important goal. The most important is that we will reach an internal connection between us. So, if each and every one, in each and every moment that he remembers it, that he's being reminded from the heaven, he tries to reach a connection or a prayer for connection with the friends, that in that he wants to reach a state where he will bring this connection to the Creator as a gift. As a gift. This is actually the work of each and every one. If we will try to be in this disposition, then certainly in a short time we will reach other advanced feelings.
If I can be a bit more precise,
я правильно понял о том, что
we used to talk about, if I understood correctly, talk about how each action we're doing, we're carrying, if we're not tying it to the Creator, this action is meaningless. So how to practically realize this action? Let's say I connect to the friends in the ten. How do I turn it into a practical action?
But what are you doing it for? Why are you calling friends and awakening them? But you are already wide awake. You can connect to the lesson, right? So what's the problem?
How
will I know the Creator is enjoying this I don't know.
You need to have faith in the sages. Before you reach the vessel, you won't feel it. You won't feel it. But in that you are going and connecting the friends, by this you're truly physically connecting them. And later on, you hear the lesson together, you connect, you speak the way we're speaking now about the purpose of the connection and how to implement it more correctly, how to establish ourselves better. Then by this, you're causing the establishment of the ten. The ten is already a spiritual vessel because each one, to some extent, annuls before the others in order to reach a collective annulment of everyone before everyone to some extent. And by this, they become compatible with their qualities towards the Creator. Creator is completely annulled. And if you connect between you through annulment, mutual annulment to some extent, then all in all, you build a certain template, a model, an example by which you resemble the Creator. According to this congruence, you'll start to feel that some illumination is shining on you. There is some force which is above you or between you. And then you will feel that you are coming closer to the Creator, or the Creator is coming closer to you. And following such exercises, you will start to feel how much the connection between you under all kinds of conditions is promoting you, between you and to the Creator. And then it turns out that you will already begin like a little child who starts walking, that he doesn't know how to walk, but somehow he moves, and this is how you will start to come closer to the Creator and to already be on the path. Another step and another step, one foot, the other foot, and you will feel that the Creator is placing your feet, just like we take the feet of the toddler and we place them like this way so that he will know what is required of him. And this is how we will begin to feel the Creator's actions with us, that He is a place putting our feet, right foot, left foot. And this is how we will learn how to advance. Meaning we will start to feel that He is present in our actions. And in that, we begin to come to a state where in each and every action, we will want to discover Him, and we will discover Him specifically in such actions. It's not that I am walking with my feet and in embrace with the friends or something else. No. But rather, it is the Creator who is doing it. And I, in my actions, when I try to do it this way, I start to discover Him, that He is moving my hands and my legs, and He is filling up the air between us. And this is how... Yes, yes?
What should we add to each action in the ten so that this action will be ascribed to the Creator?
This is that we have to aim our actions to the Creator. This is what we need to do.
It's still not clear what it means to aim an action to the Creator. Concretely, I make certain action. Let's say we do something in the ten. We want to know that it's aimed at the Creator and it's not something mechanical.
Well, you start with the fact that it is written that you have to do it. You have to connect with your friends, to call them. Now you also need to think, what am I doing it for? What am I causing by this? How should the Creator relate to this? And how should I relate to Him? Where in our actions that now we're waking up, we want the Creator to appear. All kinds of such questions. The more you will ask, the more you will cook it, as it is called. The more you will cook these things together, eventually you will feel that you have, through each and every action, even the smallest one, but if it is a group action, how much you are coming closer to the feeling of the Creator, to discovering Him, to searching for Him, to feeling Him, because the Creator is felt in the connection between you. So how do we, by connecting between us, trying to connect, where, there, in which connections between us do we feel the Creator? And this is why the Creator is called Bore. Bore, come and see. Come means come closer, and see, meaning in this way you will discover Him, that this is how He exists.
Kav Yofri.
For to attain a high degree of hatred, does this mean that as long as we have not arrived at a high degree of hatred, it means that we are far from a complete correction, a complete connection?
But it has to be with two legs. Hatred, love. Hatred, love. Upon all crimes, meaning hatred, you will discover love. This is how it has to be. This is how we advance. Just see if our world would know this law of approaching the upper force, because hatred is revealed and we don't know how to cover it with love, and we have to walk on both legs, minus and plus. You can't have one without the other. And this is why they do not succeed. This is why all over the world there is no success. They only discover that they do not succeed. And all of our force of advancement is not in that we succeed, but rather how much I do not succeed and the other one does not succeed. And in that, we have the competition between all the different countries, different nations. But we need to do these things inside of us, inside of our groups, that we have we have the revelation of the rejection, the distancing, and along with that, the revelation of connection. And we shouldn't feel ashamed that I don't have an inclination towards connection in the correct form for the work. We constantly feel that we are disconnected from each other. And this is actually an invitation to be in a constant inclination towards connection between us. This is how it is.
Sorry, Rav. Yes. I mean, until we are not feeling hatred in between us, we are not really progressing. Of course, we should overcome this hatred, but until we don't feel enough hatred, we are not too much progressing, right?
Yes, on our path toward the end of correction, hate, love, these two states intermittently must appear in us, will always appear in us. And he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, meaning the more we advance, the more we'll discover hate and rejection. And also between us, between them, between the revelation of hatred, the hate will see more love, and it will be like mad people. Hate and love, hate, love. What can you do? This has to be. wise people understand it and also recommend sometimes to artificially create a conflict, an argument, an intentional argument that we control, a controlled argument, controlled conflict. And then by that, we become craftsmen, as it's called. We know how to advance. Also, states in the groups, we should understand that it's impossible to advance without separation and conflict. Over which we bring connection with our own effort, our own exertion, and that should be our work. And each time we will discover more and more how much we are in control of both the minus and the plus. And when we reach the difference between the minus and the plus, as they keep growing distant from one another, we'll discover the Creator. That's why it's called Creator, come and see. You reach the minus and you see the plus. This means that love will cover all crimes. That's why the Creator is revealed in the gap between the two. So one who does not try to reject everything, but rather understands that you need to have more descent in minus, more ascent in plus, he will eventually come to a state where the Creator is revealed. Because in this small gap, and when we still can't understand how to arrange ourselves between the rejection and connection, we can't reveal him, we can't understand him. But later, it's revealed, and we understand it, and we'll advance.
Тут в статье много раз упомянута вера, и что значит, что человек верит в величие важности Творца?
In these articles it speaks mentions a few times faith, believing. What does it mean that one believes in the greatness of the Creator? What does it mean, believe, faith?
Belief, faith means that we try to keep the mitzvah, the commandment of connection, as much as possible, by trying to be connected in spite of these mutual repulsions in the group. By that, we invite the reforming light. And it brings us the light of faith. Such an illumination in which we feel the connection with the upper force. That he is governing us, is moving us, and what we do between us, we ascribe it all to him. We turn to him.
So
here I see that we're making many efforts to strengthen our faith, but still, for example, the feeling of the Creator, it only goes away, farther away in our feeling.
The feeling that you are more distant than before is a correct feeling, and it's an indication of the right progress. It's like people who enter a certain study, a certain try to explore a certain wisdom, a certain science. Then before they get into it, they think it's not a problem. But once they get into it, they begin to understand the depth there, how it goes deeper and deeper. And this is indeed a sign that you are advancing.
H10.
H10.
So, precisely about this, I wanted to also ask about this law that he's explaining to us here, that if one believes in the greatness and importance of the Creator, this is the problem.
I think
Krasnov was also asking about that, Volodya, that we keep forgetting about this intention. We perform all of these actions, but we forget about the intention. So how can we remind each other all the time about this intention? Because it's truly a big problem.
True, it is a big problem, and it will remain this way because we have to work on this problem specifically, and each will help his friend.
So we have to create some mechanism, build some mechanism that will remind us.
Okay. Correct. Bulgaria try it.
One. Thanks.
Okay. Bulgaria one.
Дорогой Рав, в десятке мы очень много работаем.
Dear Rav, in the 10 we work a lot, but besides the lesson, I don't manage to tolerate anyone in the 10, including the one who is managing us, and I can't.
You need to try and tolerate the whole world and love the friends in the 10. That should be the direction. Meaning, people who are outside of the 10, they don't know why they exist. What's for? What's happening with them? Why do they live? That's a problem. And for the time being, they are like animals, as you can see. Animals, little children, they don't know what's happening, why they do what they do. And people are the same. But we are in a time where our society needs to grow more and more and bring the knowledge of the purpose of development to all of humanity. And it will happen quite quickly. This will happen quite quickly. So you don't need to tolerate them, suffer them. You just need to relate to them nicely. Since you will soon reach such a spiritual state where you'll be able to bestow to them even without words. Maybe with a little bit of words and they'll understand that there is a purpose to our development. I don't know what to do. You read 5 lines. And we are in it for 50 minutes. How can we advance? I guess not according to the lines. New York 2.
New York 2.
Hi, Rav. You said you talked about reaching, when you reach the minus, you see the plus. Is the plus always the greatness of the goal and the greatness of the friends?
Ken.
Yes.
Gadluta chaverim, she'acharem.
It's certain, the greatness of the friends. And behind that, the greatness of the Creator, because to the Creator I can reach through those qualities I attain between the friends. Focus group.
Hello, Rav. In continuation to what you were telling us about the way of the Kabbalists, ups and downs, what do you think about the workshop questions like we had today, for example? Tell us how happy you are that the friends are standing inside of your heart. This was in the beginning of the lesson in preparation. And being in the focus group, it's a little bit different, difficult to answer this. Is it good to have such questions already early in before the lesson?
what happens before the lesson, you have to manage that. What's happening there, it's your business. I don't belong to it. So gradually it's possible that these things will change and will assume a different form and different attitude. Don't learn from yesterday to today. You can change everything there. As long as before the lesson you will be even a little bit connected, that you will know why you came to study. That's the main thing. PT6.
I have
two questions, Rav. First question, you gave before two advice that seem to contradict each other, so I want to understand how to settle them. The first advice you gave is about talking about the difficulty, not just to remind each other and say how beautiful it is to be connected, to be together, but to reveal things, that it's hard for us to be together. And opposite that, you gave a second advice, to be silent, shut up, like the sages say, shut up, this is what came up in the thought. So when do we speak? When do we keep silent?
We need
to speak sometimes to a certain degree about each and every state we're going through. We also need to speak about a state where we need to keep quiet. Because silence means that even when the Creator drops a certain mood on me and certain thoughts and desires, such that are going against the Creator, against the group, against our path and everything, I must hold myself in that same direction patiently and not agree with it. Nevertheless, believe what the sages are telling me, what Kabbalists wrote about it, that anything the Creator created, He'll always advance you through the left and through the right. That's why we need to accept it. I'm feeling rejection. Nice. On that it says, anything but leave. I'm willing to feel and tolerate everything but to leave. I disagree with that. I don't want to become a beast like the rest of the world.
So how to have what you call a controlled conflict in the 10? If you can guide us, how do we do such a thing? We speak from the good side, but also from the bad side, the two legs, how to do it correctly, how to awaken these inclinations between us correctly.
Talk about it between you and the side, how to do it. How can we speak about how we sometimes can't stay on the path, but nevertheless we stay on the path? If you're in a group, you can talk about everything.
Second question, please. You also said that each time new desires are revealed, in every new desire there's a great ego and connection above it. And what I did today is not going to be good enough for tomorrow. So we can't advance through experience. And each time we're confused. So what is renewed every day in every state? And why the method and the advice of the Kabbalists don't make us be people with experience?
On that it says, and they should be as new in your eyes, because the will to receive is the foundation of creation. There is nothing that is at the foundation of creation except for our will to receive. Hence, when the Creator is, how shall I put it, when it, the Creator changes it and makes it bigger, it turns the knob just a little bit on His end, and it changes our will to receive, and the whole world feels a greater will to receive. And the Creator is doing it in truth from moment to moment. Except in each moment there are knobs on the still vegetative, animate, and speaking the Greek. Five buttons, and then we, five knobs. And then we feel changes. The world changes each moment. I change. Each time I get new desires, where do I get it from? It's because the Creator, who is called the one who renews the act of creation each day, and that's how we advance. Now the question is, how much are we aware of it? Are we conscious of it? And each and every moment, how much I'm in lockstep with the Creator. I wish to feel inside of me how He is changing my desires. And how I, by receiving these desires from Him, how do I enter into a mutual connection with Him? And then by correctly processing these desires, how can I bestow in return to Him? And how by that I come into contact with Him. Him, He to me and I to Him.
In these new desires that appear each time, we have no experience, it's always new, we always start from zero, from nothing.
Yes, we have experience in what transpired before, how these desires are close to what we had yesterday. That same style of what was happening to us in this world, as we call it, we know how to get along with that. But, and this is called the world keeps acting the way it's used to. But in these desires, we feel we are again and again inside this vortex. Because the new spiritual desires that are awakened in us, we don't feel them as something nice and good. They bring us confusion, separation, conflicts. The main thing is lack, how should I put it? I forget the word. Instability, perhaps. Instability, let's say.
Last question, Rav. How is it possible to reach a state where we don't chase after the Creator all the time, but we actually go along with Him?
Insecurity, perhaps. Yes, I'm sorry, Dudi.
Yes, lack of confidence, that was regarding before. My question now is, how do we reach a state where we don't chase after the Creator all the time, but we walk along with Him in lockstep? Each time He increases our desire, we go hand in hand with Him.
It's only with the support of the society. This is called Arvut. Here, this purely is where the Arvut aims to, by being connected, anything, any little thing the Creator changes, He changes, He turns the knob in the world to receive, in our personal world to receive, in all of us. As it changes, we know how to get along, because we are in Arvut. It means that He is making these big waves in the big sea. It's the sea of the Sitra Acha, the other side. And we can remain in the boat and be certain that we are holding on to the sides of the ship until we reach our safe haven.
Beseder. Ну, иди азман ли Киев.
Now it's time for Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вот эти вот вы сказали ручки, есть настройки реальности в каждый момент.
These pieces of knowledge that we use for guidance, these knobs that you said we have to use, the still, vegetative, animate, and
in the still, vegetative, and animate degrees, we arrange ourselves in such a way that according to what we can do, because we are in a world that is entirely on the animate level. Everyone are like animals, that's how it's written about this world, our world. But if we wish to reposition ourselves and adapt ourselves to spirituality, this is the speaking degree. Because in our lives here, we're called animals. If we're talking about humans, humans are those who are, who have a certain connection between them in order to bestow. Because they are Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, the result of that Adam the Creator created is something special. Since this image has to reach equivalence with the Creator, similarity with the Creator. That's why it's called Adam, from the word Dome, similar. Then we are on the level of Adam. On the human level, we have to realize the wisdom of Kabbalah, or otherwise we remain as animals.
Does it mean that we are on the level of Adam, human?
Because in the tenth, in love your friend as yourself, when we absorb it and we establish between us the qualities of the Creator, which is love, no connection. We gradually come to love, but connection first. First we understand that we depend on one another. We have to find the correct connections with one another for the sake of the other, meaning to reach mutual guarantee, avut hadadit, and then from this mutual guarantee to reach love. Such connection whereby I begin to feel the other the way I feel myself. This is already a spiritual feeling. When a person comes out of his animal and he enters his soul.
Вот в этом ощущении ближнего, когда мы так вот из себя выходим.
And in this feeling of the others, when we come out of my, when I come out of myself to the ten, how, following that, we have a discussion with the Creator.
We feel the connection with the Creator inside, the connection between us. This is called from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. These are 2 degrees that we build in the connection between us. Such connection, let's say, in the ten, in which we can detect or implement the qualities of bestowal. And these qualities of bestowal are truly similar to the quality of the Creator. To bestow, and then we begin to feel. Just like in all of our, with all of our qualities, when we feel something, we feel it according to equivalence, equivalence of qualities. So in the ten, let's say we begin to feel the Creator. This is according to the laws of nature, all the laws, except the laws in this world. They act within a narrow framework, let's say from here to here. But nevertheless, it's still according to equivalence of form. I cannot grasp or detect a certain wave with an instrument that I built unless it knows this wave. It has to generate this wave inside of it and then understand what's happening to it when such a wave exists on the outside. This is called equivalence of form. We're the same. In the ten, we must connect and establish such a state, such a quality in the connection between us that is similar to the Creator. Then in the ten, we become an instrument that absorbs, that receives the Creator, and then the Creator is revealed. It is revealed in the ten, even between two, not even ten, even between two friends.
Ну вот мы стараемся отдавать друг другу, выйти из...
We try to bestow to each other, to come out of myself, to the ten.
То есть он в какой момент начинает?
Where here is the response from the Creator.
When you understand that you have done everything in order to connect and bring yourself to the kind of connection that it fits the Creator. If you try to establish such a state, then you will reach such an advanced states where the Creator is shining to you from afar.
Moscow 4.
Добрый день, Рав, мировое кли. Короткий вопрос. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Rav and World Kli. It's a short question.
То, что мы называем любовь, это всегда только над ненавистью.
What we call love appears always above the hatred.
Can
we trust evolution here?
Also, evolutionary development is built on minus, plus, minus, plus, minus, plus. Opposing forces of nature are revealed, like volcanoes and flooding, various explosions and collisions between bodies in space, stars, planets, and so on and so forth. And in this way, the universe develops until it comes to a certain equilibrium, relative equilibrium, and until it comes to a state where a life form can begin to develop on top of these bodies, celestial bodies. That's how it happens always. The laws are the same laws, except the degrees in which they happen are different. The still, vegetative, animate, and the degree of the speaking human. That degree is more problematic because we don't have any examples to guide us around us. On the still, vegetative, and animate degrees, we can see in our environment, we can see all those phenomena, all those manifestations. Haifa 1.
Rav,
earlier you explained the sentence that they should be new in your eyes every day. The Creator arranges for us every day opportunities, you even said every moment. Nevertheless, there are friends who have kind of a book, a ledger, and they tell me to my face a sentence like, we know you for a long time, and all kinds of other guidelines. I have no problem subjugating myself and say, you're right. But how can I truly help this friend so that he will see that every day we need to start a new slate, a clean slate, a new page?
We need to set an example. Nothing but that. Less talking, more personal example.
Okay, I can say to him, you're right, or tell myself that...
Instead of saying, set an example, not using words, but using actions.
But what? Should I tell him you're right, or...
No, don't say. Did you hear me? Don't say.
But he's telling me something, he's waiting for an answer.
So the answer is... You'll say that you'll give him an answer by doing. That's it. Listen to me finally. PT 33.
We can feel that because of the concern of breaking the connection in the 10, many times we avoid bringing in criticism, the left line. So should we maybe set some time, let's say once a week, where we talk about these things? Or only if some friend explodes, then we bring up such a topic?
This I cannot say. It depends on the 10, depends on the states, depends on the topic.
I don't
know, but you need to talk about it sometimes. The truth, the action that you're performing will determine the future and not the words, not the talking. When you begin to talk, there are those who can speak and then they take up time and place, and they spin everything according to what they want. It depends on the level of the group. I cannot say. I see that finally we're done with it, but we still have the other half of the audience, which is the women. Let's go to them.
Sochi, without rejection towards the friends, can we have a lack for bestow?
Allah.
Yes, next.
Moscow, does rejection towards the friends awaken when you're actually looking for bestowal to come from them, not from the Creator?
No, it all comes through the Creator, which is why we need to understand that. What I see in the friends, I see it through Him.
W Hebrew? Does the feeling of connection with the Creator depend on a person or on the Creator?
The feeling of the connection depends only on the Creator.
There are a few questions about the same topic. When I discover distancing in me towards the friends, should I tell the friends about it, how to reveal it to them, or maybe keep silent?
You have to think about it. Typically, it's better to keep quiet.
Latin 13. What does hatred mean? And what if there is no hatred to the friends?
I didn't
get the question.
If hatred is not revealed in the tent towards the friends, everything is nice and good, what does it mean?
So it's not revealed, there's no question.
How to learn to take into consideration the gaps and not to erase them?
We have to talk about them. The more they talk about it, even if they won't attain a certain result, but the discussion about the problem brings the friends closer.
What to do if there is a concern from speaking about the gaps and hatred in the tent because it can harm the friends?
So don't be afraid to hurt the friends. On the contrary, we have to establish the truth and the goal of the society higher than where we are and whether or not we might hurt someone.
Sochi, when the evil, the bad, is revealed between us, usually these sensations don't allow us to remember and to internalize that we have to stop and immediately turn to the Creator. How not to get stuck in that situation? How to shorten the time between the revelation of evil and covering it with good, with love?
Talk about the importance of connection. Since after all, until we connect, we won't reach the goal, and don't see the goal as something that's not connected, not related to connection. The goal is revealed in the connection between us. When we reach connection, we reach the goal. That's it.
USA Northeast. During the revelation of evil, will we hate everyone or only our 10, our group?
No, first of all, the main thing is the 10.
Mark 25, when the Creator awakens a negative state in the 10, how can we see the positive side of this behind it?
When I understand that this thing is coming from the Creator, so I will turn to Him and ask Him to change my attitude to the 10 from a negative one to a positive one.
Chile, you said that the Creator renews my desires. He changes them. If the light is constant, how is such innovation possible?
Whatever I feel in each and every moment is what the Creator is doing to me. And also, all the friends, none of them is doing something that she decides to do. What is she, the Creator? No, she's a created being. The created beings accept what the Creator is awakening in them in each and every moment. Hence, if we wish to connect all the friends together, and by that we're simply building the Creator, as it says, "You have made me."
Cub U5, the Creator gives us due desires. So what does it mean to say that the light doesn't change, that it is constant?
The upper light is in absolute rest. This means that the love of the Creator and His attitude toward us is permanently set on absolute love.
That's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, we go back to man and finally to the lesson.
Where should we go towards?
Where do we go to? We have either article or test.
Yes?
It's early to test. So,
so let's go to the peace article, but first sing a song.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are one village, that's how we used to be. We are one village, and we're living in unity. We are one village, that's how we used to be. One body.